2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's on News Time 444. The three things you need to know this hour first.
One member of Congress from Utah says today's inauguration was what America needed to see. I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
Second, Senator Chuck Schumer is now majority leader. Senator Mitch McConnell had been majority leader since 2015. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, for those who are traveling I-15, it's been an easy drive so far this afternoon northbound through Davis County. But northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, it's a little bogged down as you're going from 90th south up to the south interchange. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny weather today, but changes are on the way. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 41 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Biden at work in the Oval Office between today's swearing-in and inaugural parade and tonight's national celebration concert. Sitting at the Resolute desk, the nation's 46th president signed a stack of executive orders. The first makes mask-wearing mandatory on federal property. The second was in support of underserved communities, and he then reversed an order that was signed by former President Trump.
The third, I'm going to sign, and that's what I'm going to do while you're all here, is the commitment I made that we're going to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord as of today.
The president is expected to sign more executive orders in the days to come. Mr. Biden also setting the tone for his administration, calling for honesty and decency as he virtually swore in a number of staffers, warning them that if he ever hears of any of them disrespecting anyone, he will fire them on the spot. With continuing coverage, the inauguration of Joe Biden, Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in depth.
The inauguration of Joe Biden, special coverage on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
The official poet of the inauguration was a mere 23 years old, but it's her words that are crackling across social media this afternoon. This is Amanda Gorman at the inauguration.
When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace. In the norms and notions of what just is, isn't always just is. And yet the dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow we do it. Somehow we've weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother can dream of becoming president, only to find herself reciting for one. And yes, we are far from polished, far from pristine, but that doesn't mean we are striving to form a union that is perfect. We are striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man. And so we lift our gazes not to what stands between us, but what stands before us. If we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. So let us leave behind a country better than the one we were left. With every breath from my bronze-pounded chest, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise from the gold-limbed hills of the West. We will rise from the wind-swept Northeast where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rimmed cities of the Midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked South. We will rebuild reconcile and recover in every known nook of our nation, in every corner called our country. Our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
Amanda Gorman, 23 years old at the inauguration. She was the first person ever named National Youth Poet Laureate by the Library of Congress. KSL News Time 449. Triple Team Traffic now. Let's get you home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, for those headed northbound on I-15, we do have traffic that's filling in and slowing down from Sandy just before 90th up to the South Interchange, and then southbound I-15. Also a little crowded from the South Interchange through Midvale. It's been a little busy westbound on the 21st South Freeway approaching 7200 West. And we also have the cleanup that continues about 7800 South and 2700 West. Michelle?
Well, we have minor scattered delays. This is Banketer Highway from the 201 down into the Riverton area, 5600 West. A little busy there between I-80, 3500 Southwest Valley. And also looking at just a bit of slowdown, this is northbound Olympic Parkway headed toward Kimball Junction. Steve?
It's a smooth drive out there for those on I-15, both north and southbound. No delays right now between downtown Salt Lake all the way through Davis and Weber counties. No problems on the West Belt, northbound 215, or on the Legacy Parkway and Highway 89. Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. We'll check the 7-day forecast brought to you by VW Southtown. Are you ready for some snow? Here's Kevin
Thanks Eubank. A lot, Jeff. Well, a gorgeous day today. Some changes are in the forecast, though. Tonight, 25, mostly clear. Partly cloudy and 46 on Thursday. A storm will come into southern Utah early Friday and then move north throughout the day. Look for developing valley rain and mountain snow Friday afternoon and evening. It'll change over to valley snow on Saturday with 1 to 3 inches in the Salt Lake Valley. Partly cloudy skies on Sunday. Mostly cloudy Monday. And then another storm moves in Monday night into Tuesday. Highs next week in the 30s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 41 degrees. Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthTown.com. KSL News Time, 451 on Inauguration Day.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
Yes, we're so glad we're living in the USA.
Only on KSL News Radio.
Anything you want, we got it right here in the USA.
Do you ever experience red, itchy, or swollen eyes? If so, you're not alone. In Layton, Dr. Jared Peterson is working to find better treatments for eye and eyelid inflammation, also known as blepharitis. If you have red, itchy eyes, you could participate in an upcoming eye drop study. The study involves 6 office visits over the course of 8 weeks, and you may be compensated up to $600 for your time. To find out if you qualify, call 385-381-2652. That's 385-381-2652. You can learn more about your condition and receive one-on-one eye exams from top ophthalmologists at no cost. If you qualify for this eye study, you may be compensated up to $600 for your time. Learn more today by contacting 385-381-2652. 385-381-2652. That's 385-381-2652.
Hey, this is Dan, the laptop man from PC Laptops. Friends, I know a lot of you guys and girls are working from home. So here's some tips for making sure your computer is ready for working at home, because if your computer fails, it's going to be really hard to get it fixed because of dwindling supply and parts. But we have parts right now, and we have a limited supply of new computers available for you. Make sure your computer is healthy and virus and malware free. Hackers are trying to infect people and stealing their information during these challenging times. We'll scan the health of your computer for viruses and malware, plus scan your hard drive, memory, and components to make sure you don't have any failing parts. You want to make sure you have strong antivirus and malware protection software as well. Just get into any PC Laptops and we'll check your hardware and your software and scan your computer for viruses for absolutely free. Just go to PCLaptops.com. At PC Laptops, we've been serving you for over 28 years, and we've got your back during these times of need. We're all in this together, so just go to PCLaptops.com and we'll get you taken care of.
New Year's resolutions. We all make them. We all break them. That's why your small business needs more than resolutions. It needs solutions. And you can get them with Comcast Business. Whether you want to work more efficiently with fast, reliable internet and advanced Wi-Fi, make your business safer with powerful cybersecurity solutions, or stay productive with 24/7 support, we've got the solutions you need for your business to get there. So make this year's resolution better solutions. Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Help your business bounce forward with an amazing offer from Comcast Business. Let's work together to kick off 2021 with the speed, security, and support your business needs to succeed. For a limited time, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card when you upgrade to qualifying services. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to ComcastBusiness.com today to learn more. Prepaid card offer ends 1-24-21. Call for restrictions and complete details.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Procter & Gamble says fiscal second quarter revenue soared by 8%, driving the company upward, demand for cleaning products. KSL Drives car makers are teaming up with tech companies to help make more electric cars. Hyundai is in talks with Apple. Foxconn is working with some Chinese car makers, all on some special electric car projects. Some economists are skeptical of President Biden's plan to send out $1,400 stimulus checks. Many of these experts say it's one of the least effective ways to help revive the economy. Wall Street today, the Dow hit a new record, jumping 257 points. The S&P gained 52, and the NASDAQ was up 260. KSL News Time, 4:55. Jazz Notes now brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz won their sixth straight game with a 118-102 victory over the New Orleans Pelicans last night. The Jazz were led by Donovan Mitchell, who had 28 points, while the Pelicans star Zion Williamson led all scorers with 32 points. The Jazz's best stretch of basketball came in the third quarter when they outscored New Orleans 36-20, though it was the team's resilience that most impressed Coach Quinn Snyder.
The third quarter, the ball was moving. We were getting stops, you know, which allows us to get out. I think maybe more important is we had that stretch where we turned it over a couple times, you know, and they got a couple buckets and got some life and some momentum. And I thought our guys really collected themselves well.
Due to the pandemic shortened season, the Jazz will again face the Pelicans Thursday night in Salt Lake City, the second game in a six-game homestand. For complete coverage of the game, visit KSLSports.com. For Jazz Notes, I'm Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with ED, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse ED without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $600 offer free. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. That's Wasatch Medical Clinic. Call now and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
NMLS 1817019.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.